Another great track, which I owe to my parents' cafes. I had, until my parents divorced, a very happy memory of a childhood in Rhyl. My mother's grandparents are from South Wales. And then when my mum got married, we moved up to North Wales, where my dad's parents were from. And my parents became middle class in a sense. They had, like, a guest house.
Yeah, it's
and
a holiday town, right?
Yeah,
Rhyl, isn't it?
And
yeah.
Then they... They're not restaurants, they were more like greasy spoon cafes, but with jukeboxes in. And my first memories of songs are Motown songs, but also the Beatles. By the age of, must have been about 10 now, I could actually predict what was coming on the jukebox. It would be All You Need Is Love, Puppet on a String by Sandy Shaw, and either a Motown song, but this track by Smokey Robinson. What a voice. He's such an iconic singer. And whenever they do, like, a rehash of a Motown collection, I've got to get it, but I've already got them.
You've got to buy it again, though.
Yeah.
You've got to have it. OK, that's why Smokey Robinson is there. Now, next choice is Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side.
I think this is when I moved to London and decided there was a bit of a wild side in me. And I suppose the wild side rebelled and made me run away from Wales. Started working for Sex Pistols doing artwork. A lot of Malcolm McLaren's original ideas stemmed from the New York Dolls.
Yeah.
A lot of it from Iggy and the Stooges. A lot of it from Lou Reed. And I lived with Glenn Matlock. At the time, it didn't occur to me that I was listening to a song about a cross-dresser. It was quite shocking when I found out what it was.